It's time to check in on our Tri-County Contracting Hotline with Teddy Nykl from the Milwaukee Business Journal. And boy, it was a big weekend. That area around Racine when President Biden was in town, Teddy. And it's all about Microsoft and their $3.3 billion AI data center.
Yes, that was obviously the big news this week. President Biden even came into town to help announce the news. So we've just been kind of digesting this and kind of what it means for the region. Obviously, we knew Microsoft was already working on some data centers there, so it wasn't totally news. But the fact that they are expanding, they put a number on it with the $3.3 billion. They've really upped the jobs number. They're saying now 2,000 permanent jobs and 2,300 union construction jobs associated with this. And then they also announced some other workforce development related things to AI. So some partnerships to kind of help upskill the workforce in this area to be prepared for some of these data center jobs, some IT jobs, and just AI in general. There's a AI center at the UW-Milwaukee campus that they announced this week. So that was big news as well. And that's really focused on helping manufacturers kind of plug into AI and utilize its benefits. So there's been a lot to unpack about the Microsoft announcement this week.
Well, one of the things that President Biden said in his speech is he really, really kind of took off after Foxconn. Is that dead in the water? Is there anything with Foxconn that we're going to be seeing in that same area, or is that in the past?
Foxconn does, the extent of everything they originally promised didn't materialize, but they do have a factory down there. They have about 1,000 employees, I believe. And so it's not like there's no presence of Foxconn. Foxconn is definitely still in the area near where the Microsoft data center will be. So Foxconn actually reached out with a statement this week, kind of sharing, you know, the impact that they've had, which again, you know, around 1,000 jobs. So they're still in the equation, but definitely not to the extent that they once announced back in 2017.
All right. Well, we have a countdown and it's all about the RNC. And apparently another major downtown employee made an announcement about what they're expecting of their employees during that week.
Yeah, so we had our quarterly Power Breakfast event this week, and the Baird CEO, Steve Booth, was the keynote speaker, and we talked to him about a number of topics. But one of the things that came out of that was he said they're open to having their employees work remotely during the RNC. They have about 1,500 employees in their downtown corporate headquarters in the U.S. Bank Center. And this is interesting because, you know, obviously we've just been kind of watching to see how the RNC is going to affect the local business community. And a lot of the organizers of the RNC have really been encouraging people to be downtown during that week. You know, they want Milwaukee to look vibrant. So I think they would say they want people to work in the office that week. But some major downtown employers, you know, Baird and previously Northwestern Mutual, have said they're going to let their employees work from home, or at least give them the option to work from home, you know, just because traffic will likely be worse, you know, likely will be more congested getting downtown. And so it'll be interesting to see, you know, kind of how other employers follow suit and, you know, what we end up seeing actually during the week of the RNC.
All right. And finally, let's take a look at the University Club, because Northwestern Mutual has announced some intentions.
So yeah, if you'll remember, the University Club closed their downtown City Club at the end of last year. And so we've been really watching to see what is going to happen with that building. It's prime real estate right in downtown. And Northwestern Mutual recently announced that it's their intention to purchase the building. And this week we got a little bit more color into what they're thinking for the building. They still haven't announced exactly what they plan to do with it, but they're kind of working on rezoning the property to kind of open up a wider mix of possibilities for that space. But a company executive this week did say they're considering kind of keeping a lot of the uses the same. So they're looking at potential restaurants, guest rooms, event spaces, meeting spaces, which is a lot of what it was used for, you know, with the University Club. So they haven't fully announced exactly what they're planning to do with it, but that's along the lines of what they're thinking. But in the meantime, they have about a year of deferred maintenance. So, you know, a lot of the reason why the University Club closed was because the building had a lot of deferred maintenance that was needed. So now Northwestern Mutual is coming in and they're going to kind of have to do a lot of that over the next year. So we probably won't see anything new for the University Club until at least a year from now. But it'll be interesting to see. You know, another thing they mentioned is that it could become a public-facing space or remain a private space. And so that's something we'll be watching to see with the University Club building.
Teddy Nykl from the Milwaukee Business Journal. Great to have you here today.
Thanks so much, Libby.